I ran right off the other side. I forgot what I was saying. Anyway, I should really go back and test it, but I won't. I haven't the vaguest idea what I was talking about. Well, a couple things, Duchess. I told you about the investment I made of $900. At least I think I told you. Anyway, I found Colonel Conant, who is in charge of 1st Division, which is, by the way, going home soon. He lived about 5 years in Albuquerque, and he thinks it's a tremendous investment. He thinks it's very, very good. I mean, other people have said they were very leery about it, but he's lived there, you know. He knows the area, and he says it is a lot of desert. But he said there's very few areas they can expand, and Albuquerque is one of the fastest expanding cities in the United States, so that he feels I can't lose on it. Now, I'm just wondering if the company is sound. Anyhow, that made me feel kind of good. In addition to that, last Sunday I was supposed to be off, and Roseanne Barry, who is a librarian over here, asked me if I'd like to join her and Colonel Conan to come down to the Delta. It's like a bus driver going for a bus ride on his day off. I mean, I fly in and out of this Delta all the time. Anyway, I said I would because we were planning to have lunch with the general. Two generals. General Cantley, he's a brigadier general, and General McGowan, who is our 2-star 4th Corps commanding general. So that I came down, we flew down on a Beaver. They picked me up at Sanford. This was Sunday morning. And we came down, and General Cantley met the chopper when we landed. And we went over to Eakin Compound in the General's chopper, which is about a 3-minute ride. And we had lunch, and as I said, General McGowan joined us for lunch. And it was really an interesting luncheon because, first of all, I had met General McGowan a while back. I had dinner with him at 2 Field Forces one time. But he didn't realize he even had Special Services female in the Delta. And then General Cantley had heard that I had delivered a Chinook filled of equipment into the Delta. And he was very surprised. He wanted to know how the hell I could get all this equipment when his G4, which is his supply officer, was not able to obtain it. And so I told him, it's very simple. You have to find out the system of the depot and then use it. And he said, Ann, I want a 16-millimeter projector, and I understand you got one. I said, yes, sir, I did. And so he said, I want one now, he says. My G4 is unable to get it. So I gave him the name and the telephone number and told him how to go about and get a projector. Now, Duchess, this is, you have to step back and look at this. I'm a dumb civilian, right? I'm advising a general. He has a whole division at his command who can't get him a projector. But I know how to get him. I mean, it's the stupidity of the Army. It really is. Of course, I'm a civilian, and I don't follow channels, and I go over and under and around and whatever it takes to get whatever I need. And it's not for me. It's for my clubs and for the men utilizing the clubs, you know? So he was very amazed that I knew so much about supply. But as I said to him, I've worked on supply for the last 8 months. I should know something. In fact, I'm the only one who knows supply in our Special Services headquarters at UCV. Jane was just delighted with, I think I told you about that Chinook coming down, didn't I? Well, if I didn't, boy, that was a big accomplishment. I'm sure I told you. It nearly killed me because I had to load so much of the stuff myself. I just had to do so much the last 3 weeks. But it's good, Duchess. I mean, I'm not sick and I'm not really tired. I'm physically tired, but it feels nice because I've been accomplishing things. And I just got so aggravated and so angry today when they said, well, we don't have any place to house you, you know, after like 5 months. Anyway, I have slides, Duchess. I have about 5-6 boxes, I think, of slides. I haven't had the time to label them. I mean, I should write on them and everything, and I'll forget all the dates, but I just don't feel like doing it. And I only hope I could get them wrapped, get them in a package to you. I think you might enjoy them. I got some pictures. Mrs. Pemberton, the woman from Australia, where I stayed for 2 days, she sent a lovely letter, which I couldn't read. I had to get Betty to read it for me. Her handwriting is atrocious. But she sent 4 or 5 snapshots that she had taken with her camera. And then she said in the letter that she had sent me a package with some goodies in it, and that to please don't write, just send a list of things that I would like to have here, and she would be very happy to send them to me. Isn't that marvelous? I mean, here's a woman I have met only 2 days in my life, and she just can't do enough. She wants to send me anything and everything. And the package came a few days ago that she had sent, and it had some screwy things, and it had lamb's tongue. I never had lamb's tongue. It's in a can. And I think it had some meats and stuff, a lot of canned things, you know, and some cookies and some candies and that kind of thing. All of which I appreciate it. I have not written back to her. I just don't have the time. The last couple of weeks have been hectic, real hectic. Anyway, I thought that was very, very sweet of her, and I would like to write her, but I don't want her sending me things. I don't think that's the thing to do. I feel that I should send her something, you know? In fact, I must go back and read your letter again. I came back, as I said, and I had a dozen things in addition to my mail, and I read all the mail quickly, but I want to go back and reread some things. But I have to look at that Paysex catalog that just with the TVs in it. I'll see if it's, you know, if it's worthwhile. I don't know. I don't know what the prices are back in the States, but if you think you'd like one, I'll be only too glad. I have to maybe wait because I don't have an awful lot of money in my checking account. You know, the money's in the bank account, no problem. But I wanted to see if the bill came in for Sun Life, my annuity, no, my insurance. I thought there was a bill in January. I thought maybe they would send it. You know, I'd like to pay that, and that's several hundred dollars. So I kind of wait and see. What else? Oh, I got my statement. Well, you sent me the one from the bank, and then my statement from the Army came the other day, and it was $12,700. And then with the bank statement, it'll bring it up to $1,300. And I think that just there should be a statement from Dreyfus. Would you check for me and see if it's one or two statements that I'll get from Dreyfus? Because I have two separate funds. In fact, I don't even know how much that second one is for. The one I paid up when I was home, I don't know if I gave George $1,000 or $2,000. I don't remember. Perhaps you could just check and look and then see if I get one or two statements since I have two separate Dreyfus funds. Well, I had a letter from Mother, too, I think. I had one. I don't know if I told you about it or not. Everything seemed to be going well. No big problem. What else? Offhand, let me just see something. It seems to me I had written a note. I made a note. I've got so many odd pieces. I do wish I'd pay attention. I have so much mail I want to go over again and read, and some of it I want to hang on to, and some of it I want to throw away. It seems to me I had jotted something down. Let me just shut this off a minute. I had made a note here. I don't know if I had told you I had received a box from Chocho. I'm not sure whether I mentioned it to you or not, Duchess, and I got it the 21st of January, I think. And it had a lot of goodies in it. It had a very nice belt, a chain-type belt, and it had had something else, and a couple of gifts. Isn't that terrible? I'm just upset at the moment, so I can't concentrate. And I wouldn't make the tape, you know, tonight, except that I'll be gone for a couple more days, and I just don't know when I can make the tape. But anyway, and it had a lot of cookies, and it had candy and licorice and, oh, a lot of good things in it. Oh, I know, it had a kit in it with all these toilet accessories, you know. Very, very nice. And I haven't even thanked her. I haven't even taken the time to say thank you. I just haven't had the time, and here it is, the 12th of February. The time is just fleeting by. It really is. And I also wanted to tell you that my Jeep, you know, that's another thing. I'll have to give up my Jeep. Isn't that terrible? But on my Jeep, the spare tire wheel, Duchess, it has a very cute design on it. It says Delta Service Clubs, and then it says Can't Tow, and then it has the insignia of the Green Beret hat with the Special Services patch on it. Very, very cute. I was very thrilled to see that, you know. Let's see, what else? I think I told you, or I mentioned earlier that I had gone to Longtown. I did such a good job with supplies, and Jane was really so pleased. I mean, she was amazed at it. It's just been working out very well as far as Jane and I. But I work hard at it, you know, and I learn things. They don't know too much. Betty knows nothing about supply, and she says it's too confusing for her to even bother to learn. And Charmaine is no better. Jane's the same. Of course, Jane can write policy, you know, which I'm learning a little bit, but it's another world. Anyhow, Jane had me go to Vung Tao to scrounge up some furniture, and I got about two rooms full. The units are pulling out of Vung Tao, and that was another fairly good accomplishment. I've been very fortunate lately. But as I say, it's a constant struggle. There were several things in your letter that I wanted to comment on. Please tell Barbara I said hello. And I'm sure she was surprised about the increase as far as my GS status. The correct word is status, not status. Okay. I wish her well, and I'm glad to hear that Stacy's doing so nicely. And all the people, Duchess, that you mentioned, you know, Ron and Marie and their family and Bea and Henry and Ruth and just everybody. It's real fine to hear about all these people and what's happening, what's going on. What else? What are the things that I have? I have all these letters here. I don't even have a chance to read my mail, honestly. And Talisi said everything's going well. Tony's mother died. She had been hospitalized for about 2 years. And he was pretty upset about it, but I think he's all right now. Gee, this seems to be running out already. Anyway, I'm well. I'm fine. If I ever get this quarters business straightened out, things will be a whole lot better. And as I say, it's been a fabulous 2 weeks, with the exception of the last 24 hours, which has been a bit hectic. Take care of yourself, and I'll try and make a tape, but just as soon as I can get wherever my tape recorder is, get together with it. Until then, don't worry. Take care, and see if you can check on that Dreyfus thing for me, okay? Let's see, what else? I gotta make a tape to Cree. Oops, I think this is running out.